This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat for Tuesday, June 14th. Well, we had the wheat markets under pressure, at least initially yesterday, soybeans under quite a bit of pressure, and corn was weaker as well. And most of that was in reaction to a stock market that was under yet another day of pretty heavy selling. So down 800 at the end of the day for the stock market, but during the session of wheat, we were down about 500 to 600 on the stock market, but still you're seeing a lot of liquidation across all the markets. And in the energies too, the threat of recession is kind of adding some pressure to the crude oil market, and that also was leaning on the soybean and corn market. So we have, a round of liquidation going on that's mostly related to what's happening in the financial markets. As we get, really honing in on what's going on in the grain markets, of course, you got the war in Ukraine, but we've also have weather that has become the primary driver of price action. And with the heat that's coming across from the central plains and southern plains into the Midwest this week, it's not expected to really hurt the crops for this week. But if it hangs around later into June and especially into July, then you have a pretty serious problem on your hand. The fear is that this high pressure ridge is going to become stagnant and get parked over the central part of the U.S., which of course includes the Midwest. So that is the longer range fear, but we don't see that. We don't have a good look at that time window yet in the longer range forecast. By the end of this week, we will be able to peek into the first part of July. And if they're still calling for this heat dome to still be around in the Midwest, then I think the markets are really going to start to take off. So as it is, we've had plenty of moisture across much of the Midwest and even the northern plains, but the heat and the dryness will sap that quickly. And you, of course, you're coming into the very important parts of the growing season. You're really starting to, get the vegetative growth going. You're going to be pollinating right about a month from now. So the last thing you need is heat to stick around over these next few weeks and stunt the crop and push it into maturity faster. And we really cannot afford to lose any yields at all, especially in corn, where acreage is expected to be down even another million acres under what the March intentions were, which there too, they were pretty small acres. So I think that, the grain market, having some liquidation yesterday, you might get a little bit more to it, but we didn't close that poorly. Wheat was basically unchanged. Corn was little changed. Beans were still under pressure, but, I don't see the market falling apart here. Wheat is the one market actually that could see a little bit more pressure on the downside, I think. But yesterday's steady close suggests that the sellers aren't that committed to their position because they're removing those shorts before the end of the day. So I think that's telling in and of itself. But just the inability of the wheat market to really get any momentum to the upside going. We've been trading flat and sideways for a couple weeks now. It suggests to me that you're probably going to get one more stab to the downside that would complete some corrective formations. Maybe try to dig a little deeper to get into those gaps left behind a couple months ago, but God, that's a long way down. I don't know if the wheat market can be that weak considering the bullish fundamental structure of the market, unless the war ended, which is highly unlikely. So I think we just, we're into mid-June. This is when I thought we'd have our seasonal lows for harvest. I think the market is in the process of carving that out. I think corn and beans have already seen their lows. They're in a corrective mode here, but I don't see that market backing off really very much at all until we have weather forecasts actually that get us into late July, so we can have some confidence of what we're looking at headed into the very important pollination seasons. And for corn, that's going to be late July, probably pushing into early August just simply because of the late plantings. And for soybeans, that's usually early August. Now, we did get some crop condition ratings for corn and soybeans yesterday. Corn is at 72% good to excellent. That's down one from last week, 5% poor to very poor. Soybeans at 70% good to excellent, also 5% poor to very poor. Spring wheat is 54% good to excellent and 9% poor to very poor. Spring wheat plantings at 94% complete. That is down 5 from the average. Montana's at 99%. North Dakota's at 91%. Montana's also at 14% headed out for winter wheat, which is down 10 points from the average. And we're sitting at 16% good to excellent, which is down 7 from last week. And poor to very poor jumped up 16 points to 42%. So we get quite a bit of movement in the condition ratings for winter wheat in Montana. This late in the season is kind of surprising. Usually you're pretty stable by this time, especially as you're that far into heading out. But looks like the heat is creeping up into the north and starting to take a toll there as well. So it's just, you know, again, just getting back to the general trend of the market, that from a supply perspective, supplies are very tight coming out of last year. It doesn't look like that's going to be alleviated this year, at least for winter wheat, in particular hard red winter wheat. And spring wheat, yeah, it's you still got over 500,000 acres that have yet to be planted. It's highly unlikely that they're going to get planted. So your acreage is down. Yields, you know, could start out to be quite good. But again, this heat dome that's on the way is going to take a toll pretty fast, especially when it comes in June, which is pretty early in the growing season. The dollar, though, is pushing to a 19-year high. That's going to slow down our sales. And, of course, with the stock market liquidation, that just has a general pall over the market. It's the negative attitude. Everybody heads to the sidelines. And with commodities being more positively correlated with stocks anymore, it creates a massive round of liquidation. But I do think these pullbacks, especially in corn and beans headed into the heart of the growing season, present a great opportunity to get long positions on, to get call options on. If it stays hot and dry in the Midwest, we're off to the races for corn and soybean prices. So just be prepared for that. And if corn moves higher, wheat has no choice but to move higher. It's got to protect its supplies to keep it out of the feed channel. So these are the issues going on. Europe is still relatively dry, and now we're starting to see the Black Sea experience some periods of dryness as well. So it's anything but easy sailing in the grain complex, and especially wheat. But again, we're headed into the gut slot of production for corn and beans, and weather is critical, and it's anything but easy for weather either for those crops. So just be prepared for some volatility and some big moves, both up and down, and over these next few weeks. And I think there's lots of opportunities here. Just, you know, be in and be nimble. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.